is 8:12 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 56 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And of course, you've landed here on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, as well as on TV, CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live, YouTube, X, any of your major social media platforms. Simply search CN2 and or WRHI. Like us, subscribe to us, and you're going to stay in the know. Right now, we are celebrating Christmas in April.
I like it.
We're close. I mean, it's April 26th. We got a couple more months before December 25th.
That's right. We say April and December are the craziest months of the year. So here we go. It's a good tie. It's a good tie-in.
April is home to the Come See Me Festival here in Rock Hill. December is also home to Christmasville. And we are speaking about Christmasville because we have a new executive director. And we're going to meet her in a quick second. Her name is Gracie Waldrop. But we're going to first start with the president of the Board of Governors for Christmasville, Justin Smith, and good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Justin, the floor is yours, my friend. Take it away. I was going to say, let's start with the structure of Christmasville and just why we have an executive director.
Okay. We're very similar to how Come See Me is set up. They have a board of governors. We're in our 19th year of Christmasville this year. And the Board of Governors is anywhere from 15 to 18 people, and we're pretty much in charge of year-to-year making sure the festival is funded, mainly, and has a great reputation and has the right people in place to take the festival to the next level. So we do that every year, and up until 2 years ago, we were an organization completely funded and staffed by the city of Rock Hill. And they told us that it's time to grow wings and fly. So we had an executive director last year, and it was it went great. I think the festival was fantastic. And then going into this new year, we started with a search and selected Gracie as our new executive director.
Well, congratulations, Gracie.
Thank you.
The top gnome.
Head gnome.
Yeah, that's even better. All right. Well, Gracie, what do you want our audience members to know about Gracie Waldrop? Because they're going to see you out and about now in the city of Rock Hill and beyond.
I was born and raised here, lived here majority of my life. I remember going to early stages of Christmasville before it was Christmasville, back when there was, you could call Santa in the Comporium Museum. And it was really fun. So I am really excited to do Christmas. I love Christmas. It's one of my favorite times of year. So and now I get to talk about it every day, 365.
Well, you also have experience. And I have known Gracie since she was, I mean, I'm not even going to say, but I've known Gracie for a really long time. She's perfect for this role. But you have some experience at a pretty large theme park. And how do you think you're going to take that experience and bring it here more down to a more local level?
Yes, I did work at a very popular theme park in Florida, and you learn a lot about how to run a business and how to treat people to where they want to come back and they feel like they belong. And last year, the theme of Christmasville was Everybody Belongs. So it's really important to bring those skills that bring people back multiple times a year to a very hot place that's very crowded and bring it to Christmasville where we can impact people within our community more. So, because I really love Rock Hill and want to show people what's special about Rock Hill. So,
well, that's what Christmasville is all about, similar to Come See Me, but Christmasville celebrates the Christmas season and it incorporates so many different events. So, as the new executive director, how do you make Christmasville still new and exciting every single year? Because, like all festivals and events, once you get a couple years under your belt, it's a well-oiled machine to a point because you've got team leaders and volunteers that do the individual, you know, activities. But for you as executive director, what do you want to do? What is exciting to you that might be coming down the pipeline in terms of just making Christmasville unique every single year?
Good teaser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this year, our chair this year, Maddie, is rocking and rolling already. We're full planning mode. And it's taking events that people already love and expounding upon them and making them the same that everybody already loves, but something different and something new that makes you want to come back every single year. And I think with the theme changing every year, that's also something that we can incorporate with different decorations and stuff. And this year the theme is Wonderful Whimsical Wishes. And so it's going to be very whimsical downtown. So.
And the dates have already been announced, correct?
Yes, December 5th through 8th.
Okay. And then roughly, do you know off the top of your head how many events or activities take place over the long weekend?
I do not
That's
have
a okay.
I'm a month into this yesterday, so I don't have the number, but I know.
Justin, do you?
No.
It's a lot.
Yes. It's a very long spreadsheet.
It's packed. Yeah. It's a packed weekend.
It's over 100.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Safe. Good answer, as they say on Family Feud. No, I'm just trying to give folks a snapshot of what's going on because it is so packed over that weekend, that long weekend, and you get to experience a lot. And again, as the city of Rock Hill continues to grow and we're incorporating more of Knowledge Park, which mm-hmm. is encompassing from here where we are located at Broadcast House all the way down to Winthrop, it gives when more things come online and planning to come online, it probably gives you all more freedom to try new and exciting things.
Well, one of the great things about Christmasville is, you know, we take it for granted being in Rock Hill, and it's a great Rock Hill festival, but it's so condensed in a four-day thing that people travel throughout the state, at least, if not the southeast, to come to this thing. I mean, it's you grab someone on the street, and you can – I mean, nobody's from here, so it's pretty great. You know, it's a good event for the entire state of South Carolina and the southeast.
And I think – what I noticed this past year going is, you know, we're down here all the time and we're driving. Mm-hmm. We're driving downtown Rock Hill. You know, we'll drive just over two blocks. But during Christmasville, you really see mm-hmm. you're able to take the time. It's very walkable. And mm-hmm. we don't have, you know, we're starting. And I think that's the beauty of where Rock Hill's going, that it is going to be more walkable. But you're able to park and, like, walk and really take it all in and see, you know, what's changed in the last 5, 10, 20 years since, you know, we were at Winthrop. And so it's a great opportunity to not only participate in Christmas, but to really take in where you live and to really just take in the beauty and see that it's actually walkable.
And one other challenge we have this year is with our growing city, we're having to get creative on where things are located because mm-hmm. certain parts of the city will be under construction during Christmasville this year, so we're pivoting, and so that's another challenge. But I think Maddie's done a great job. Gracie's again a month into it, and she's doing a great job as well.
It's Santa Claus; exciting. He can make everything happy, right?
It's the magic of Christmas,
if it's construction or not. And that's spoken like a great employee of that theme park down in Florida that we're talking about. That's exactly right.
My favorite buzzword.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity as well to say that. But that's true. With a growing city, you've got a lot of growth there. But again, when there's construction, it means new things are on the horizon. Well, again, you're going to see Gracie Waldrop in and around town as the new executive director for Christmasville. Gracie, we're happy to have you in this role, and happy Christmasville. It'll be here before we know it.
Yes. Can we plug one thing?
Absolutely.
As a kickoff in July, we have Christmasville in July. So that's going to be held at Hoppin' this year, and that really is to introduce us. I mean, we know it's still hot at the time, but that's part of the theme of it, and you know, so it's a good kickoff to at least get in front of people, let them know that it's coming, and hopefully get in front of sponsors and let them know it's coming as well.
Do we have a date for that?
It's July 25th. It'll be 5 to 7 p.m. at Hoppin'.
How about that? July 25th, halfway to Christmas. Gracie, again, nice to meet you. Congratulations, Justin, Mr. Rock Hill Smith. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.